This is the DLP Agenda.
I'm not saying that. I will not say that on this right here.
Do not.
As we're live. Thank you for watching. Thank you for attending the second, and I'm sure going to be the second, third, fourth, fifth down the line, Seinfeld Trivia 2024. Magoobies in the books and a pretty damn good time.
The last time.
Great time. Great
yeah,
time.
The last time we had it, there was a female that won.
Yes.
Okay. This time.
Donna.
There was a female that won this time.
Dominated.
Both times they were up exclusively against men, and both times the women dominated.
Mallory.
Dude, gotten that. Was that the winner this time?
Mallory?
The crowd was chanting for her. Yeah. At the end, welcome to the show.
But hi, everybody.
At the end of the Seinfeld trivia, thank you to Josh Spiegel, by the way, for losing. No, at the end, the top three finalists take on Josh on the stage, and they write on the whiteboard, their answers, and I'd ask the question. She's immediately, it's like a flex.
Dude, he doesn't
everyone else is
asking
thinking.
The question.
Right.
It's like, I wonder if she's that way about everything or just about Seinfeld.
I would be intimidated if I was the other people.
She strikes
and they
me
were,
as studious. Great at Seinfeld trivia. Will probably never narrate an audiobook. Very quiet.
Yeah,
we
you
try
went
to get
raise
her to talk.
Her arm.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Justin went to raise her arm in victory.
Very wrestling championship style. And
she pulled it away as if he was trying to whisk her away.
I thought she tore her rotator cuff. She pulled her hand far away.
Shout out to Glenn wearing the puffy
What's
shirt.
What's up, Glenn?
Who is a friend of Eric Woodworth.
Oh, hell yeah. Oh, that's right. Eric told us about that on the trip to WrestleMania that will be recapped.
Glenn is the one that Katarina from 98 Rock Promotion said looked like... help me out. The
Conor
UFC,
McGregor.
Conor McGregor.
Yeah, right. Look, first thing I thought.
Does not.
He looks more like John Jones than Conor McGregor.
He looks like McLovin, which is, that's the,
right.
I guess, the capture they end up using.
Yes.
Does anybody think that McLovin looks like Conor McGregor?
No one has ever said somebody looks like Conor McGregor and McLovin.
Yeah,
that doesn't make any sense.
I can't tell the difference. Is that Jerry Seinfeld or Wesley Snipes? When I squint, it's like the same guy. Yeah, so everybody that came out, the crowd was packed. We appreciate
Pam,
it.
Pam, shout out.
Thank you, Pam.
Brittany.
Awesome. Yeah. The basket of like
we couldn't
notes.
Even fit all the stuff that she got.
It was awesome.
In the basket,
Pam
so
rules.
We have to save some for the next show.
Yeah, we're going to save some of those. Jason Wong was out there. I was so pleased to see him. The pillow was killer. And yeah, everybody on stage. But it was a runaway.
Rick
for the
Strauss,
champion.
Our program director. Our
Strauss was
leader,
there. Wendy was
Justin
there.
Justin Johnson
was there.
Station was well represented.
Unfortunately, and I only found out afterwards when I think I shouted him out on stage, assuming he was there.
Mm-hmm.
Our patriarch. Your Lord
wasn't
and Master,
there.
Mine.
Hey,
I texted Rice. Him. He said he was coming back from South Carolina.
I was bummed out.
He would try to make it.
He hit me up the next day apologizing. Sorry I couldn't make it. I think they got in so late. He just couldn't get his legs under him.
So I talked to Randolph today. So let me tell you what happened. So the Rice, Mirth, and Pesaurus every month sends us a check for
RiceLawMD.com.
That's right.
GRB Roofing and Air Bear Productions.
Those are our big three.
So he sends us a check, and it's always there about the 4th.
It's fat as fuck,
okay?
Too.
On the 4th, I go out to my mailbox, and in my mailbox is my neighbor's mail.
Okay.
Oh, so you think there might be a mix-up.
The day that I always get the check, my neighbor's mail is in there. So I walk next door, but my neighbor on this, where am I, over here, that's an Airbnb.
Are we talking Yellow King or Guadalajara?
No, the Yellow King.
Like they're someone over there. Looks
yeah,
like,
yes.
It's either Yellow King.
Yeah,
or know, Tijuana.
Yes, it's not Tijuana. So I go over there, and I've never really ever talked to anybody over there. But once every like 3 weeks, there's somebody over there. So I think they just rent it out. Okay.
Yeah.
So I walk up and I knock on the door. There's nobody there, but there's a Ring doorbell. So I talk to it.
Hello. The way Katie talked to the waffle maker in the lobby of the Holiday Inn.
Hi, I'm your neighbor. I got the mail from the other side, so I assume you have my mail.
That was my next question. Was there any? Was the mail was not mixed? You got exclusively theirs.
I got five pieces of their mail,
so
I knew
clearly
a
mix.
So and I'm like, God, I do not want to. I don't want to go to Randolph and be like, "Where's our money?" I don't want to do it.
No.
I did.
I did. You're looking out for the business.
You haven't gotten the mail yet from the neighbor.
I did. I never got the mail from the neighbor. They never responded. But Randall said, oh, no, no, the check went out on Friday.
Oh, okay. So yeah, you know
we don't have to sue Randolph Rice.
We don't have to sue.
I'd hate to have to take Randolph to court.
Yes.
As he litigates himself.
Yes. Well, we're going to litigate ourselves, too. So he's going to win.
Exactly.
We're going to owe him at the end.
He will win. I'll hire him to take him on. So, yes, thank you to everybody that came to Seinfeld Trivia. You, Rob, put some more dates on the books real quick while I look at some of these. DieLaughingProductions.com. I do believe our next one is...
Well, we have May 9th at the DC Improv, May 11th, the Bright Box,
what's the
Answer
one that you,
is Murder.
Is it, what's the one you just asked about? You just texted about?
June 27th, Magoobie's Joke House.
Is that the one that Robbie responded to?
That's the one we will be at Magoobie's.
Okay. Yes, June 27th.
I want to say something to you,
I know
Robbie.
You're going to make fun of me.
What the hell answer is that? Okay, Robbie can't just say I can't make it, okay?
I text everybody out on our Die Laughing Productions group text. This is a potential date. Who can make it? Who's available?
Robbie says, I'll let Robbie explain. Why did you say you couldn't make it? Why did you say you couldn't make that show?
Because to get to Magoobie's on a Thursday night, I have to leave work early.
Right.
And I'm going to be too busy that week because I'm taking the whole next week off.
Why? No, I understand that. So you're off next week. Now, meanwhile, there's a guy here that does the DC Improv every single time.
Point him out.
And when that guy does it, he has to wake up 4 hours after he gets home to do his job.
It's a fucking nightmare.
You know, you could just say no. You don't say I'm off next week, and as a result, I can't do this.
Saying no would have been better.
No would have been way better than to say I'm off next week.
Here's the quote. I'm heading to Alabama the following week. I won't be able to get Timonium the Thursday before vacation.
And by the way, that makes sense. It makes sense that you can't do Timonium. That does make sense.
Yeah, it's a hike for you.
I don't know.
This show's better when you're there, is what we're getting at.
Yeah.
So let me get this straight.
5 days later.
Justin.
Thank you.
You can't go on vacation, leave on Monday, if you have an hour less of work the previous Thursday.
I just want to be clear on that.
That's not an hour less. I usually have to work late the week before I go on vacation so to make sure everything's squared away before I leave.
No, I got that. Okay. That's true. But if one of those days there was an hour shaved out of it, you follow? That means that...
What if the show is on a Monday?
Which Monday?
June 24th.
The Monday.
The prior
week
Monday.
Before your vacation.
That's right.
Not
and
July
1st. 7 days
you know, if
later.
If it had been that, I probably still wouldn't have been able to do it.
Okay. Yeah,
how
dig
much
in.
Time dig before
much
vacation?
Easier, much easier for me to do it on a Monday.
June 17th.
Right. Thursday or Friday right before
two
vacation.
Mondays
before.
What if it was a month before?
No. Okay. Yeah. No, I can't do it. I have to get ready for Thanksgiving.
Yes, yeah. When you do May 8th, I'm getting ready for Christmas. I can't do it. Side note, I'm not sure if she's in chat yet. She's usually pretty on time or only a minute tardy to the party. July 1st is Ariel's birthday.
Hey,
I do have that written down. July 1st, Ariel's birthday. And happy birthday to Pam's sweet, sweet Rob. 55 years strong.
And Brittany's daughter, I believe, had a birthday this past weekend. Ariel, by the way, commenting on our Patreon. There's a great video on our Patreon from WrestleMania we're going to talk about in a second. And I look... I realize that Ariel's married, and I if I'm going to be jealous, that's who I should be jealous
for
of.
But now.
She goes, Eric's eyes are beautiful.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Eric.
I'll be goddamn
beautiful. Eric's eyes are beautiful. Hmm. That's the Ariel comment on that video. The video, by the way, that you're in.
Yeah. That I'm clutching, looking like a bearded runaway. I've got my hoodie up. I look like little black riding gimp holding on to him, clutching, seeing who's coming out next. I mean, he's got dreamy eyes. So, good for you.
But here's the thing. If you're Ariel's husband, Tim...
Who's got great eyes.
I think...
Huge crank.
Eric is probably the least like Tim of any of us, right?
Well, we're all pretty least like Tim.
Yeah. I mean, it's a whole sea of
he's
nothing
a foot shorter,
like him.
Yeah. He's heavy. Oh, he's white.
Steph is saying Eric's eyes are beautiful. Wow.
Is this something new? That he's got beautiful eyes and we didn't know about this?
All right,
what if he's heard it before?
This will be a new question in Meet the Agenda. Create your perfect man. amongst our, the three of us.
You have to build.
Yes. By the way, you won't be able to create the perfect man.
No. Okay? You're talking out at a six at best.
Just create the best version of the three of us.
Frankenstein us.
Frankenstein us.
And some hideous
version. Almost fuckable.
Yes, exactly. Rob's career. Justin's inability to have conflict.
Right.
And Joe's love of animals. Fuck, it's all we got. Physically, we're bringing nothing to the table. But speaking of you, career, Koechner on the road, back out there this weekend. Is he coming to town?
Well, we're going to be in Raleigh, North Carolina at Charlie at Goodnight's, the new new location, I believe, since we were last there. And then because on Wednesday, the following Wednesday, a week from tomorrow, the 17th of April, we're going to be in Montgomery, New York at the City Winery, and then we're driving to then we'll be at the Mohegan Sun in Connecticut Casino. So rather than him flying home to the West Coast on Sunday, only to fly back on Wednesday, he is flying home the quick one-hour flight to BWI. He's going to be staying in downtown Annapolis.
Oh, hell yeah.
Sunday night, Monday night, Tuesday night. We will drive up together Wednesday.
Is he staying at a local hotel?
He's staying at a local hotel right there in downtown Annapolis.
He's not having a crash with you.
So I believe that we're going to be able to get him here next Tuesday night, live in studio.
Yes, like sitting right there.
Right there.
Fourth position.
Yes.
Make sure all the microphones work.
No shit. Let's do it.
Probably be sitting here. No, he'll be able to sit where Joe Stamboni sat.
Yes. God, he gets the Stamboni throne.
Wow.
That's amazing.
Katie Stamboni and David Koechner have all filled that extra seat.
Damn. Okay.
Hold on. Ariel says Rob's height and complexion. I'm not that tall. Eric's eyes, Justin's body, Tommy's beard and bald head, Joe's money.
Ooh.
Is she mistaken?
Yeah. He has investment properties.
What about Joe's ass? Because there's a Katie hair in it.
Yes. Ooh, it's like pulling a champagne popper. Yeah. This is nice. So let's get to what people are asking us to get into.
Yes.
This is going to be a big chunk of the program. Mm-hmm. We made some WrestleMania 40 trip predictions.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll get to some. Maybe we will. Maybe we won't. I can't remember. If anybody in the chat can help us remember some of them, shout them out, and we will confirm or deny. First and foremost, let's get started with WrestleMania. It was a two-night affair. It was in Philadelphia at the Link.
Mm-hmm.
And Joe and Katie, so graciously,
night one,
why don't you come over here? We don't watch it. Walk us through it. We had all kinds of guests there. Before we even get to the wrestling is going to be secondary. By the way, if you do want a full wrestling match-by-match recap,
you're going to get
this coming Saturday. Rob, myself, Eric, Laughs Count Anywhere, we're going to do another behind the Patreon paywall. We'll do a WrestleMania night one, night two, full review, Raw, everything. So all the wrestling nerds, you'll get that. This is going to be more lifestyle. I will super curious to hear what you thought of overall some of the matches. Before we get to any of that, we have to talk about the attendance. You, me, Rob, can we talk about
Tawanda?
Tawanda, yes. It was great getting to see her.
Eric.
I was bummed out, no Frank. Eric rolls up, and then we had two wild cards. We had a midshipman from the Navy who you kindly let, you know,
sponsor him.
You sponsor him, and he stays.
He's 19, by the way.
Got to talk to him, that poor kid, and Tim. And I finally got a full-flavored, double-berry, glizzy guzzler to the chest Tim experience. And it was...
Tim is our former
something to behold
show announcer.
Yeah. We've spoken about Tim a lot, his gambling prowess or lack thereof.
Mm-hmm.
He is you have to get to if you really understand Tim, you have to be around him. And you'd never seen him in his full Timness. Eric hadn't until about a year ago, and he has since now seen it. And now Tim sees Eric and he knows he can be himself around him.
He knows he can let his hair down. And Ariel, just a real quick question. Nick was there. Nick came to WrestleMania.
He was
met
there.
Nick Testoni from 98 Rock, fill-in sports news person. He was there with some friends, so we met up. We'll get into him.
Tim's nickname, by the way, I don't know if you know this, is the Cooler.
Yes.
And that's as soon as he starts rooting for a team or a person or something to happen, it immediately doesn't happen. Right.
Just kills
him. And so he showed up to WrestleMania.
Did you warn your mid about Tim?
How do you warn somebody about it?
Because you should have.
I said, there's a lot of things that were said, including by the guy sitting to my left.
He shocked me. Now, I said some stuff.
Right.
That mid, definitely if he had pearls, he would have clutched him. But I think he kind of realized, the middle-aged white guy's got a couple of cutwaters in him. He's smoking, he's joking, he's having a laugh. Tim, on the other hand, needed to have one of those fucking feral dog catchers with the pole and the cable take him out of the room. It started soft. Mm-hmm. And he came over and he's talking about the Orioles game, and I complimented him.
He was wearing he was wearing a from China.
The most
Oriole. It was yellow and black.
Wuhan knockoff fucking jersey I've ever seen.
Yellow and black. Oriole jersey, which ironically they were playing the Pittsburgh Pirates, and that's their colors.
That's our buddy Tim. That's right. Katie's in chat. She goes,
"Oh my god!"
He goes, "Our mid will never come back after Tim."
Tim,
he's the only person allowed to scream at me and call me a C word.
Can we get into his nickname?
I've never heard anyone talk to a woman the way Tim talks to your wife.
Unless this woman killed your family in a DUI, unless it was a drunken hit and run, then she would have earned a title as vicious and as acidic as this. And he acted like he was doing the room a favor. He's like, "Well, we got company here, so I guess I won't call you by my nickname for you," which he then immediately says. Yes.
You know how the mid's like, "Wait a minute, is this cool?
Wait, hold on. Do I need to defend the matriarch of this house that's putting me up kindly?"
This is also a famous Tim move. "Hey, how many times do I clap for dessert, bitch? Come on. Once? Three times? How many, bitch? Come on. Ice cream, apple pie, get to it.
What's going on with this dog shit popcorn? Thought there was going to be some cheese on here. You fucking brain dead."
You know, one thing, Tim.
Where are my nachos?
One thing that did bother me. Not all that.
Well, by the way, you didn't act bothered by any of it.
None of that bothers me.
You got a 0 out of 10 in defending your wife's honor.
Well, if there was somebody that was sincere, then I would have a problem.
But the mid
with
doesn't know that.
The mid's got no idea. Yeah. He lives
in a chain of command, okay?
Yeah, right.
There's
he's like, "Wait a second.
Duty. There's responsibility.
There's elders. There's defending. Yes, women, children, the elderly. He's there to defend." I was talking to him about how he got into it, just quick sidebar. 4.2 GPA.
Oh, yeah, no. He's
5-sport athlete.
Yes,
Eagle Scout.
Yeah.
Weekend volunteer. The guy is fucking elite.
He's the opposite of Tim.
He's the best. He was the best of the best, hanging out, Tawanda Katie aside, with the shit of the shit. Just the worst. People with big comedian size holes in their soul that need to make people laugh
by
any means necessary. This guy, and it was brought up to him multiple times throughout the night, "Everything you're hearing, sir, when you fire off that phalanx Sparrow missile system off the desk of a destroyer, you're defending this. This is going to make you play not as hard." So
let the other side win.
Yeah, go ahead. I defect. I'm Russian now.
First of all, I had a fucking I loved it. I loved watching it. I loved watching every match. It was so much fun watching it. It really was. The last match is happening, and that is The Rock and Roman Reigns versus Seth Rollins and Cody Rhodes.
That's what's going on.
Okay. Now, meanwhile, The Rock, I guess, owns a piece of the WWE.
He's now an executive for Endeavor TKO. Mm-hmm. They own the UFC, WWE, and some of their ventures.
But he's also a heel. So the storyline is that the referee can't really count. He's telling the referee, The Rock is, "If you count this guy out, you're fired.
I'm your boss.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you how this match goes." Now, everyone in the room, including the mid, is well aware.
Everybody knows what's happening.
That Cirque du Soleil is more real than this.
But obviously, it's either you think it's real or you know it's theater. Tim is complaining about the referee.
Yeah. And it's an NFL game.
Like he wants someone to throw a red flag. Like,
yes.
No, no, no. I'll review that. Yeah.
That's the point. Yeah. Of the theater, right?
This is the ref
storyline. That fucking shark keeps eating people. What is happening here?
Would
someone
just call in the Navy at some point and just set depth charges? Make the point you made on the way up about Tim's love but not but is but isn't wrestling history, too, that you pointed out.
I remember when I was in our text chain, I had mentioned about going to WrestleMania.
Hey,
he
Matt,
was shitting on me.
Brutally.
Then we're over here. His wrestling arc is basically mine, except he hasn't started again. When he was a kid, just like me, we were watching 11 a.m., the same fucking channel.
Superstars,
like same
Saturday
wrestlers,
morning.
All the same favorites, literally the same shit.
His depth
he was
of
into
knowledge.
It. His depth was just as much as mine back
I didn't
then.
Know any of that stuff.
And I'm like, why are you making fun of it then? You were me, basically.
He's also currently watching these documentaries that he was referencing
to
you
Dark
about
Side
the
of the
history.
Ring.
Dark Side of Wrestling on Vice. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Dark Side of the Ring, excuse me.
Tim, it's not real. You don't have to get upset about
the
referees.
He's legit mad at the ref's job when the ref is doing his part of a story.
He's the people in the audience who are kind of not understanding if it's real or not.
Yes,
that's him.
He's the guy in the bleachers crying, it's still real to me, damn it. Get that ref out of there.
Can we talk about the German? The German?
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
so there's We've got the first match where he looked at two of the confirmed hottest women in the company. They're like, ugh. Get these dames out of
broads.
Here. We're the broads.
He's the only one I had to use the broads.
Right. He was tired of watching. Yeah. And by the way, it was a great match.
Two stunning women having a banger match.
He's like, enough.
Broads out of here.
Let's
Bring me some
guys and some tights.
I need some dick.
Literally, that was basically.
Bring on the dick.
So Gunther is fighting. He's German.
Yes.
Not just as a character. He literally is. And it's somehow, Katie mentions, I guess not somehow, that's why, because the mid is taking German at the Navy. And Tim, and he attempts to say, what time is it in German? And your mid's like,
what does that mean?
What?
What?
And he says it again. He goes, what? What time is it? That's not it. Look, yes, it is, motherfucker. Now I took German 40 years ago.
Crown medal, bro.
Exactly. And like now they're arguing. He's pulling it up. He's like, no, it's not. Yelling at the top of his lungs. I'm like, who do we believe here?
Hey, no, rumor Tim goes, maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah, that's always. But who do we want to believe? The guy who's taking it right now at the Navy?
Taking it. He's also like his fourth year.
Or a guy took it in high school in 1984.
The guy that will be an admiral, I'm going to believe. The guy that graduated during Carter, I'm not going to believe.
Right. And then then Katie's pulling it up in German. He's calling her the C word. It's chaos. It is chaos. It's more chaotic than what's happening in the ring.
Let's take a break from the WrestleMania chaos. We'll continue to get in what happened with Joe's house and eventually the road trip to Philadelphia, WrestleMania 40 at the Link after these.
Justin, I need some advice. You're a smart guy. I'm in McDonald's, and you know, years ago, that woman sued McDonald's because the coffee was too hot. Kind of a similar situation, except this time the coffee was not hot at all, which caused me to drink it at a much faster rate, which caused me to then shit my pants in a cold. I'm coming after McDonald's. What
you
do I
have
do?
Every right. This is something that I'm very, very familiar with in my line of work at Schlegel, Schlegel, and Schlegel.
Yes.
What you experienced was pants slaughter.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
Now, it wasn't intended for you to shit the pants. This was not a premeditated shitting. First and foremost, when you're working with SS&S, know that there's a $50,000 deposit, win or lose.
Fair.
Also, I wear shorts to court, and I have a GED.
Okay.
You're probably going to get anywhere from 17 to 18 million should they even hear our case.
Yes.
And there's a good chance that I will drink mushroom tea in the courtroom as I try and run my fingers through my hair that at this point I'm convinced is spaghetti. I'm so trashed.
Please do not listen to SS&S. This is horrible.
Whoa. Who are you, sir?
What?
I am attorney Randolph Rice from Rice, Murtha, Basaurus. Yes, we have the best legal advice in Maryland. We represent individuals who have been hurt. Car accidents, truck accidents, motorcycle accidents, too cold coffee. Don't go with a law firm who was one letter off from being Hitler's army. The SS&S family is not the law firm you want to go with. Rice, Murtha, Basaurus, they're the law firm. So if you're hurt, injured in the state of Maryland, Rice, Murtha, Basaurus.
Justin, you're fired. Randolph, you're hired.
Rice Law MD, you've won how much money for your clients?
Oh, billions.
Okay, we've won 3 scratch-offs, all of them losers. Okay? Rice, Murtha, Basaurus, your personal injury lawyers.
Yes!
What?
Joe, you're out!
Joe!
Mac, you got your ass! Stay in Florida, you son of a bitch!
Hey, it's Justin from the DLP Agenda, welcoming to the Die Laughing Family, GRB Roofing. GRB Roofing in Bowie, Maryland. Think about it. Your roof, the roof on your home, the roof on your business, it covers all your stuff. Yeah, you could do without a front door. Yeah, maybe you could put a piece of plastic over a window. But a roof? You gotta have a roof. You gotta have a top-tier roof. You gotta have a roofing company like GRB Roofing that's gonna take amazing care of you. How do I know they're gonna? How about 65 years of collective experience? How about 700-plus projects completed beautifully, successfully? Go to grbroofing.com. Right now, get your free quote today, and they're going to take amazing care of you. Commercial, residential, exterior home improvements, deck and fencing. I can't wait to use them. My house, total dump. Every day, I want to go on my roof, I want to take myself a crowbar, and I want to rip up the entire daggone thing. You know what's going to happen after I have a flipped out moment? A, I'm going to calm myself. B, I'm going to make a therapy appointment, and then I'm immediately going to get a hold of GRB Roofing. Again, give them a call, 443-699-6192. That's 443 443-699-6192, or go to grbroofing.com. That's grbroofing.com. It's your roof. It covers all your stuff.
You're listening to the DLP Agenda.
So the matches go on. WrestleMania Night 1 is a great time.
Yeah, had a blast.
And because you hadn't... When's the last time you'd actually watched a wrestling match? I don't know.
I mean, I might have watched it as a kid, maybe a couple times, but I didn't.
We didn't even get a Tim's food. Tim's fucking food order.
Oh, that's right.
He has to divert from everyone else's plan. Katie and you, kind enough to order us a feast of Lido. She's got drinks in the cooler.
We had four large Lido pizzas, and Tim goes,
a huge bread bowl of like this awesome dip.
Tim goes, don't get well done. He goes, get me a lasagna. Did you even know Lido sells lasagna?
No.
Well, they do.
No.
I've never ordered lasagna.
Don't get a roast beef sandwich at Taco Bell. Don't get lasagna at Lido. You just get their pizza that's cut into 50 fucking squares. You eat 1,000 of them. You have a great night. And it's Lido. It's this fucking
lasagna
thin.
Lasagna at Lido's.
And that fucking lasagna was gross.
Oh, it looked disgusting.
Of course it's gross.
It looked oily. Disgusting.
Just get a Stouffer's microwave. So what did you think of the wrestling itself, Joe? Because
I loved it. My favorite one was the ladder match.
The ladder match was fun.
Chaos.
Jumping
that
off the ladder.
Chaos.
Shooting people off the ropes.
Awesome.
Right. Hitting. They had one where the ladders, I don't exaggerate, but they looked like they were about 12 feet high.
Yeah,
there
were
like
some
that.
Pretty heavy-duty real ladders.
They go to the top. They were falling off the ladder, out of the ring, and onto these tables.
Yeah.
So it was a 15-foot fucking drop.
No, you know what they do to those tables and the mats that are under them for that impact? Nothing.
Oh, my God.
You just fucking accept it.
It's crazy.
It's horrible. Eric and I have both been put through a table. Him, rugby, drunk, white wine, me, MCW. And it breaks your fall a little bit, but there's still the aluminum ribbon underneath it.
Oh, yeah.
That's kind of part of the support. And that thing absolutely slices the top of your back and the bottom of your back. It feels fucking horrible.
And
that's me just table in front of me being lifted up and put one through them. Much less falling from the height of a balcony through it, not onto the mat. They're outside of the ring.
And when they
just
hit them
rocked.
With a chair, though, that's a chair.
It's a chair.
Real chair.
It's a fucking chair.
Yeah.
It's off.
Now, they're attempting to hit it in a way so that it's not as bad as this, but it is a chair. So the actual event itself on Sunday, we had, a lot of times when you go to some large event, you're always worried, at least I am, about any sort of like traffic or getting there or just being chaotic and it being stressful, getting in and out. And as far as like getting to the hotel, Ubering to the casino, walking to the place, getting in, getting to the seat. I mean, there's some crowds. It took a little time, but it couldn't have gone any more seamlessly.
Was it about as flawless as a trip?
Yes.
And I'm sorry, but I'll make the same point that I did last week about us leaving Las Vegas during the chaos. It was just three dudes.
Yeah.
And we had our shit together.
We did.
No one needed to go back to piss.
Yeah.
No one needed to get something out of their bag. No one needed to text their sister. No one needed to download the app that no one's ever heard of to pull up the tickets. Rob just had everything ready to go.
5 seconds for the three of us
it
to get through the
ready
thing.
To go.
Yeah.
Picked up Eric at the park and ride.
Yeah.
Hopped in. We're laughing. We're joking. We get in there. We're telling stories. Stories that won't even make it to the Patreon, by the way. Those things die with us. The stuff we talked about in the car. Does put me in the mood. Not even going to finish that joke.
Okay.
So
don't
we're not going to do it. Yeah. Hotel's fucking gorgeous.
Yeah.
The view from the hotel is gorgeous.
I didn't even know we're on the water.
The Ben Franklin Bridge was the span. I looked it up. Gorgeous. Stunning. We get right in the car. We head off to the hub. God, this is the time that I was like, I wish Joe was with us. Because we went to the casino. And it was a lot.
Hold on. The first Uber drive.
Oh, shit.
We were in was it the Malibu?
This was the Malibu.
So it's about a 10-minute drive. For the first 6 minutes, we're just, now I'm in the front seat. There are two in the back. We're having a normal conversation. And then Justin starts, just without making a show of it, starts telling a story about how his dad was busted for pedophilia in a Chevy Malibu.
And this is make-believe. Yes. I love my dad.
Yes.
It didn't happen, for the record. But this man doesn't know that. And I say, man, the last time I saw a white Chevy Malibu, my dad was getting dragged out of it, kicking and screaming by the feds.
Yes.
Has this guy said a word to you yet?
No.
He's shaking his head a lot.
Yeah.
And then from there, I said, and it's an interesting fact that, for some reason, pedophiles have automotive preferences. Let me read you the Consumer Car Report's top 10 vehicles driven by pedophiles.
Yes, and he listed them all.
And I just started making up cars.
Toyota like, Yaris.
Wow, the Yaris, Nissan the Leaf. Chevy Aveo?
Yes.
That's
yes.
number three. And here we are, number six, the Malibu. It's a car that's...
Eric and I are dying.
This I'm trying to break him.
Yeah.
He won't fucking sell it. I won't stop.
Is he from around here?
No.
Okay,
no.
Gotcha.
No.
Is he following, you think? No.
Minimal
I believe
conversation.
The guy on the way home was following. We'll get to that.
The
later.
Guy on the way home. Oh, my God. It got so much worse on
Poker
the way home.
Face,
and this is me stealing a page from, and I've told you this when we were there, the Book of Mooma.
Yeah. Yeah,
when we went to Vegas, Mooma turned every Uber ride into a fucking 10-minute open mic.
Yes.
And we were in tears. Mm-hmm. And it was the fact that Mooma was, like, joking with the guy. And it was awesome. I said, okay, I'm next. Mooma got the light. I got to try this. So we get there, and we get, I think it was a Maryland Live Casino. It was the Live brand.
It's a Live brand. We went to Luck Foo.
It looks like the
meal.
One in Hanover.
It looks exactly like the one in Hanover. Except you get free drinks when you gamble, which I don't think you did.
You do at Hanover, but they're minimal, and you got to hunt this wretched old woman.
Well, they were
good
at it.
This lady was just, we're getting you
fucking
cooked.
This is your lady.
This is our lady. And you did a great job, again, alongside the aforementioned John Mooma for the Vegas trip at the place we'll never get to go to because of what happened downstairs. Because, again, Mooms loved you, but you know what you did. Listen to the Patreon. That I learned the better part of playing blackjack properly to not gum the works up.
Mm-hmm.
Just to be like, I know when to hit, I know when to stay, I know the dealer's got to stay on 17, they got a 6, they show 16, okay, I stay on 13, there's a good chance they're going to bust, they usually do, you know, I know when to split, I know when to double down, and...
I know that as well, but the other person on our group does not know.
Eric didn't quite know, but he was willing to learn.
And no, was he?
Okay. Eric?
I think he was willing to do what his gut said.
He was willing to do what his gut said, and I'm not going to tell Eric otherwise.
No.
Nick Testoni finally shows up. Yeah. I say, sit down, Youngblood. There's a stack of chips. You gamble on
us
Daddy.
Four. We had this cool black guy next to us.
Hell
there's no reason that he's black in the story. I don't know why.
But he was cool.
Give me an example of what Eric would do blackjack wise.
Well, and I love. There's also this guy Brandon that was there that we met. He listens to our podcast now. He subscribed. Thank you. But the black guy was now getting influenced by Eric.
He's like,
so
nobody tells me
Eric,
what to do.
This is. This is what the dealer would have a 9 showing, and then Eric would have an 8 and a 4, and then he would double down. Okay.
Yes.
So,
yes. Or 3, go
or
for it.
He'd have 2 7s and he'd split them. Okay.
Yeah.
And then at one point,
make 2 losers.
The black guy had just as ridiculous. He says, you know what? You know, I'm doing it too. And I'm like, no, why?
Don't.
Are you doing it?
And then what made it worse is that Eric hit a few of them.
He did.
And
it did make it worse.
It did make it worse because it gave them the unearned confidence. I was trying to convey, like, hey, always assume the card you can't see is a face card. Always assume it's a face card. And Eric's like, nope, it's a 4. Double down. I'm like, all right. They'd flip over a 5. Eric had hit, split 2. Quadruple his fucking winnings.
And you know it's bad when the dealer's like,
are you sure?
Wait, are you sure?
How many times
let
women go?
Well, she kept saying,
are you sure?
Yeah.
When people do that, sometimes they call somebody over to be like, hey, I just want you to know they're splitting. Like, they're splitting.
They're doing something stupid.
That happened. They called over the pit boss at one point.
Remember, I want you to know how dumb this guy is.
The older guy that looked like Morgan Freeman, the pit boss, walked over, and she's talking to him. And
because at one point, the guy meant to split. But he did double, and he goes, no, I meant to split. And he came over, and he's like, yeah, nobody would double.
No one would double that.
On 2 4s versus a 10, okay, right?
So I'm in for about 2 hunch. Rob put down about 3. Eric,
dude,
100.
I started with 2. I won my first 5 hands.
Dude.
And I never looked back.
Those cards were loose, man.
I don't think I ever lost 3 hands in a row. I started at $20 and I ended up to 25. And it was just, there was never, like, you'd lose a couple in a row here and there, but there was never, like, a bad run for me. And it was just, like, just
usually
gradual.
If one person at the table is winning like that, the dealer's busting a lot, and most people are winning.
We were having a good table.
Okay.
Eric
was
up.
We had a
nice table.
Justin was up. I got up 400. We go. It's about time to leave.
I got up, I think, my height, I was up about $170.
But you had about 120 at this point.
At this point, 170 is my highest. I was at 120. Up and I'm like, we're leaving. Here we go.
Yeah.
Oh no.
By the way, which makes no sense.
Not at all.
No.
Didn't feel like going. I was like, I'm feeling like Lady Luck.
You didn't want to have to walk to the cashier.
No. Hey, how far was the cashier from where we were sitting?
That's about 50 feet
from here to that Christmas tree.
Exactly.
In the distance,
no
which
line
is
either.
30
no
feet
line.
Away.
Yeah. So
no line.
No
Justin
line.
Puts
no
line. It all, And
I wonder what happened.
First card, two. Yeah. Great. Second card, how about another two?
Two again.
Dealer, I believe I had a nine.
Okay.
So good, not great.
Right.
But, I mean, it could be worse, but still pretty good. And then I think you got to about, like a fucking, what'd you have?
There must have been five cards in front of you.
You got
two,
to like,
two, three, two.
You got to like 15 or 16. And then you hit one more time and you, and whatever it was, if it was a seven, you needed a six.
I got you.
Whatever it did, it got you to 22.
Yes.
And you lost it.
I busted.
Yeah.
And sure enough, dealer busts also.
Yes.
So great.
So dealer would bust. Yeah. So I ended up, and I won 100, but I ended up about 500 up plus slots when we went to.
Oh my God. Yes. Then he walks over to a fucking slot machine. One of those dog shit ones that nothing makes sense. It's like a bunch of candy canes next to a coffee cup.
We didn't know what was a win.
What do I get if I get three skateboards and a bowl of soup? What's that mean?
Oh.
Didn't give a shit. Rob puts in 20, spits out 90.
Yeah.
Nice.
Immediately.
Yes. Yeah.
Goes up another 90. We're like, fuck it. We're out. Mm-hmm. Let's head to the link. And we had a brisk walk over there. Have you ever been to that area?
It's a nice area.
I mean, all three stadiums are right next to each other.
I have been to a I went to, what was the old stadium that was in
Veterans?
Was Veterans near this area? Because I've been to Veterans Stadium. Yeah,
they have the basketball, the baseball, and the football stadium.
All in that one complex. There's a park to your back. The water's over there.
It's nice.
It's fucking nice. Philly catches it on the chin.
Yeah.
In Philly proper shithole. But this area, really goddamn
very
nice.
Nice.
Really nice.
We get to our seats. They're fucking better than we thought, I think.
Oh, my God. We're like, okay, let's find out where our seats are. So Rob's like, okay, I got the seats. We're looking for 15, R, and seats 2, 3, 4, 5. And we walk in, and we're walking down, and we're walking down, and we're walking down, and the ring's getting closer and closer.
Yeah.
Holy shit, I can't believe. And by the time we got to our seats, Eric and I are looking like, holy shit, Rob did us right.
It 500 was, bucks a ticket, if you're wondering.
We spent 500 ticket, and don't forget that. That's about to come into play. Because we're going to get into Everything Wrestling again. Laughs Count Anywhere. We'll record this Saturday. We'll try and get up as early as we can. And we got a great crew around us.
Right. There was in this,
let me ask a quick question. Yeah. Did you see any fights while you were there?
You know what?
There was one the night before that we weren't at that made it to social.
Yeah,
our buddy Steve-O was there, and we were texting back and forth. Appreciate he wants to. I said we ought to get together and watch something together,
yeah.
or go to Raw on August 5th. We'll get to that. But he had sent a video of a fight, but we didn't. No, everyone was cool.
Our night was chill as hell.
This, I don't know if anybody else. I thought this was particularly funny. Maybe it was just because it's the way a kid thinks. So there's this black family behind us. The kid, he's like what, 8 or 9 or
eight,
something.
He's fucking awesome.
So Eric says, "Is this your first WrestleMania?" He goes, "No." And Eric's like, wow, when have you been another one? He goes, well, I went to last night, too.
I was like, okay.
Good job. Yeah.
Right. That rules.
You're right, technically. But like,
and then there's his dad and his uncle.
Eric goes, I didn't go till I was 40. And then and there was another point with the, we're jumping ahead, but there was a point.
Oh, no,
where,
this is bad.
This is hilarious.
So I'm just going to apologize to Harry all the time.
No. So Logan Paul, he's in a match, and he's previously had someone interfere on his behalf, that guy. What's his name? So, CSI or PSI or something?
CSI.
Yeah.
KSI. He has a, for the first time ever, by the way, here's some fun wrestling trivia.
Yeah.
There's a Prime Bottle imprint on the mat.
Yes.
That's the first time in WWE history they've ever had a logo on
the
mat.
Yeah.
Vince McMahon hated it. They were offered money by the millions. He refused to ever put anything on the mat. His perverted ass is gone. Immediately like, fuck yeah, pay us however many tens of millions you want to do it. So there's a Prime Bottle there. The match comes out, Kevin Owens, Randy Orton, Logan Paul, and Logan Paul is the patriarch of Prime. And he's got a Prime bottle like a mascot dancing with
him.
That in years prior, this mascot is revealed to be somebody. It's usually this guy named KSI. And it's one of the first guys he fought in a celebrity YouTube boxing match. And, you know, they were, you know, awful enemies, but better friends. And now he's like in the Logan Paul, Jake Paul universe. So this guy, KSI, has done this at two separate papers.
Yes.
Where he has shown up.
He is black. It's part of the story.
That's very important to the story. God damn it, Ariel. And this guy, again, Logan Paul, he's in the shit. He's got two guys wanting to beat his ass. Here comes his prime buddy. And from a distance, I'm looking up, and the circle over the P rips it off, and this guy's face pops out. And I'm thinking, ah, shit, it's this KSI guy again that they're trying to make it happen.
You yelled KSI about three times.
I yell KSI once, twice, and a third time yell, no one gives a shit about KSI.
And the black guy behind it goes, no, that's speed.
I say, what?
That's, you've got the wrong black guy.
That's not him. And it's a guy named I Show Speed.
Yes.
Who I guess is another major YouTube streamer.
Yeah.
They all recognize him.
So they're laughing. You got the wrong black guy. So I yell, it's Kevin Hart.
Big pop. Big pop.
Huge pop.
Yes. Huge fucking pop. So Rob is a comedic genius. I'm the guy that just thinks everybody looks the same.
Exactly.
And I'm, because it's happened twice that this guy's shown up.
It's Jalen Hurts. No.
It's not.
No.
It's not.
It's Allen Iverson. Not even close.
God damn. I go, oh, it's not him. And luckily, there these families behind us. They're so fucking cool.
Oh, they,
and
it's they were a blessing. Having the fucking best.
Because remember I said on the preview for this, what happened in New Orleans was not that. We had a bunch of shit heels and neckbeards and fucking nerds around.
We had one good guy was vibes puking.
One guy was reaching across, tagging mud. Yeah. It was like, I'm trying to enjoy it, but my head's on a swivel. It was a party. I'm high-fiving strangers. But while we're there, and this gets back to Rob's $500 point, that's not a cheap ticket. So we're there. In one row in front of us, there's a couple over here, man and woman. There's a couple down there, man and woman. And then there's a husband and wife, and there's a kid in between them. And this kid's got headphones on. And I saw this kid sit down. I saw them talk, and the kid seemed to be on the level. Nothing wrong with him. And he's got headphones on, and he's got one of those big rubber-edged impact cases for an iPad.
How old's this kid?
Eight.
Okay.
Yeah. Maybe? Eight? Mm-hmm. Evan's age? 5.5 hours. Never looks up. He's buried in a game of like Candy Crush, Block Breaker, Roblox for 5.5 hours.
No reason to be there.
This kid.
Getting fed $18 popcorn.
How much does a babysitter cost?
I was thinking, like, how could you not? This kid obviously didn't give a shit about wrestling. His parents did. That ticket was in front of ours, leading me to believe it's the same, if not more. They didn't get a cheap $39 ticket.
No.
It costs $500, I'll say, to have this kid sit there for 5 hours and not even look up.
No, I don't.
I couldn't
believe
it.
If you asked the kid who won, I don't know. Fucking,
I did.
Yeah.
Jesus, do you see Ed Van Arsdale there goes, Justin yells out, it's Flavor Flav.
So during that match with Logan Paul and the Prime, the crowd... Got to give the crowd.
The crowd was so funny.
The crowd starts chanting other rival drinks.
Gatorade.
We had a Gatorade. We were just yelling water.
Water at some point.
H2O.
We got a Crystal Light chant.
I tried to get a Crystal Light chant started.
We got Minute Maid.
We got stripper water.
Hug drinks. We tried to get stripper water started.
Nobody knew what that was.
The kid took his headphones off. That's enough.
Wait a minute. What?
Yeah, they were chanting other drinks during that. It was a fucking riot.
South Park does an episode shitting
on Cred. What's called like Miz or Cred.
Yeah, shitting on Prime.
Have you had Prime? Yeah. It's fucking abhorrent.
It looks
well, I mean,
it's
awful. Even if it's good, I'm not with the how good can it be?
It's just chemicals in a bottle.
None of it's good.
So the night,
so delicious.
The night goes on, and we're high-fiving, and we're diving into each other's arms. All these legends showed up. And
I mean, at one point, you had The Rock, Undertaker, John Cena.
It was great.
It's just ridiculous.
Again, we will break down the specifics in LC.
The day before, Lil Wayne, Jason Kelsey, right?
Jason Kelsey was there.
Yeah. Did I miss anybody?
Snoop was on ours.
Snoop was there. Yeah. How close were you to any of these guys?
We could just see them in the ring from here.
George Kittle was the closest because he walked by to his better seat, and people sort of booing him because you know he's 49er Eagles, so that made sense.
A lot of people checked in via the social. Rob's got a great video again of Eric and I reacting on the Patreon to
that was
Cena
brilliant.
Coming out
because Eric was doing a live because he could tell something was going to happen.
You knew it.
So he just had the video of the two of you, and that's when Cena's music hits.
I had one posted, and Instagram fucking struck it for a copyright violation.
Well, luckily, we have it forever.
I was so bummed out.
It's on our Patreon right now. A lot of good comments on that. But you know what? I feel like, you know, at the time when I bought these tickets, it was, I don't know, 8-9 months ago, and I didn't even know if I would be able to go because of my schedule, so I thought I'll buy them. Worst case, I can sell them all. I'm sure I'll make a profit. And then it turns out, you know, oh, I'm going to be open that week. And let's go. And then it just worked out that not only do we get to go, we went to this. It's an historic one. It's Rock.
People
it's
are saying
Roman
it might
Reigns.
Be one of the greatest WrestleManias.
Right.
This night,
it's
too.
It's
going to
be a lifetime
watch.
Memory.
Oh, they'll talk about this for decades. The night the new era began. Yeah. And Jen says, I know I audibly or awkwardly snort laughed at me saying, watch out for my urine puddle. I don't recall a moment of that. I was drinking $20 beers.
We paced ourselves
decently, though, because we had...
To start, yeah. And then it fell apart at the end of the night.
Well, you know what? Let's take a break. We'll get to what happened at the casino afterwards. Oof. Be right back.
You wake up at 3 a.m. Mm-hmm. You work your full work day. Mm-hmm. You drive all the way to Annapolis. Mm-hmm. You pick up two people you don't like.
Mm-hmm. You drive. It seems so bad to already be in Baltimore.
You drive all the way back to Baltimore. Yep. You park a mile away from where you're going to go, and you walk with these people.
I walk
1 mile. That's where we are
with
now.
A child that might have been born without a tongue.
Okay,
there is a girl that when I talk to her, how was your day? Are you excited for the game? Responds in borderline honks.
Hey,
children of a lesser god.
She doesn't speak?
No.
Marry her.
Okay. Yeah. Hey, great point, buddy. You guys are getting hitched.
So I mean, now you're
fucking Jodie Foster and Nell makes more sense.
The DLP agenda.
There was another point, real quick, because, you know, Eric was doing a lot of deep wrestling.
Oh, Eric was
lines
crushing.
In the crowd. But at one point, there's a wrestler who happened to be my favorite wrestler growing up, Jimmy Superfly Snuka, who I didn't realize this until later, but he's now dead. But he doesn't get convicted of this, but it does appear that he did get away with murdering his girlfriend.
I'm as confident in saying Jimmy Superfly Snuka murdered a woman in Pennsylvania as O.J. decapitated her.
Yes, so there
it was covered up 100%.
At one point, Eric, I forget how he got to it, but he made that reference, and a guy from another section came over and goes, hey, that was a good one.
He fist up, too. Hey, good reference to that guy murdering his girlfriend. Because you and me are cool.
Hey, we're tight. We're going to play blackjack later. Do you know how to? You promise?
Yeah. We're saying who's going to come out next. Who's going to come out next?
Undertaker.
And then Eric goes, I wonder if it's Jimmy Snuka's dead girlfriend.
Yes, that was it.
You saw the guy turn around. And, I mean, just to Rob's point, it was a brilliant reference.
Yes.
Getting out of there, bit of a hassle. It was hard.
Just a mob of people.
It was a mob of people, and I mean, it took.
But you were walking, right?
We were walking everywhere.
Once we got out of the actual stadium,
once we were outside of the link, it was free and clear. Good
and
to go.
No one leaves early. Everyone leaves. Everyone leaves at the exact same time.
Yeah, exact same time because you don't know who's going to show up.
Did you buy?
What's
did you go and buy?
You know what's
merch?
Amazing?
We didn't spend.
I bought my merch beforehand.
Yeah. I wore all mine. I didn't buy anything in the merch.
That hat that you're wearing, if you buy it at the event, what's it cost?
I don't know.
That's $50.
It was $25 on. I bought
hats, $50.
Yeah, I got
shirts, $40
online from the WWE shop, and this hoodie was like $45. It was very reasonably priced, but bought ahead of time. Yeah, but there that would have been crazy. So we get back to the casino. I don't know what happened, but there was this huge line to get in. Then this guy's like, you can come this way. And, like, we just walked in past everybody.
Says,
I don't know, like, what happened.
We were going to be, it was going to take 30 minutes to get in. And somehow he looked at Rob and goes, you, come on in. You, Eric, come on in. You, come on in.
I remember he's from before. That's the guy who split seven.
Yeah.
That's easy money.
Yeah, yeah. Get him in. Here we go. This guy's keeping the fucking lights on. Yeah. Is that the dipshit that went all in after being way up? Yeah. Let him in.
We're going to give that guy the Rain Man suite.
Exactly. Oh, 100%. So we go and we find another blackjack table. Yeah. And we sit down, and at this point, we're feeling the booze. Actually, no.
We went back and got more drinks.
We went to the bar.
Yeah, we did.
And we went to the bar first, and we're just kind of like, we're letting it all wash over us. We're talking about the night. Mm-hmm. We're talking to other fans. I'm ordering Di Serrano and Sprite.
It was
like
a
fancy bitch.
And we had three shots of Grand Marnier.
That was
an expensive little bill right there.
That bill was not
cheap. For two
cheap.
Drinks
Thank
each.
You yes. for that, by the way.
You're
Rob
welcome.
Picked that
yes.
up. Rob picked that
well,
up.
You picked up a lot. So
you picked up a lot of booze. Including some booze we're going to get into a little later on.
Yes.
That 66% of us didn't want. So we get shithoused over at the bargain. Let's fucking hit the blackjack table again. We can't find a $25 table, a $15 table, excuse me. We finally do, tucked into the dark corner of this place.
$15 table.
And we find this $15 table, and we're wobbling at this point.
Right, yeah.
And
we're
tired. The raucous good nature of the first blackjack table of the night has been replaced by like a deep, morose silence.
Yeah.
Where we're just like hunched over the table. Mm-hmm. Hit me. Pass. Hit me. Pass. The waitress won't stop feeding us fucking drinks.
Yeah.
She must have come over. Excuse me. Must have come over like 10 times.
And at
now
that
does
point, the energy at the table affect
the
sometimes
hands?
That, well, yeah. Sometimes it, that, you it, know.
Well, my cards were affected because whatever happened the first time around didn't happen this time. This was me, and I'm not trying to be exaggerated here, but I would guess 35% of the time, 40%, I have 14, 15, or 16. The other has a 10.
Yeah. Right.
So I'm just constantly behind.
Four, five, four, seven, eight.
Nothing encapsulates my second round of blackjack more than this exchange. There's a few rules that are steadfast in blackjack. One of those is you always split aces and eights.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I get two aces. Mm-hmm. The dealer has a two showing. Mm-hmm. So ace is 1 or 11, if you're not familiar with the rules. You split them, which means now you're playing two hands. You now double your bet. At this point, it was $25, so now I have two separate $25 bets. Mm-hmm. The first ace I hit, I get a 10. Again, you can't do any better than that. The second card I hit, I get a 9. Almost as good as you can
Incredible.
Get. So now I have 21 and 20 versus a 2. At this point, if they said, hey, do you want to bet more? I would say yes.
Sure.
Yes,
I'll bet
do.
1,000 on each hand, not exaggerating. Now, the nightmare scenario would be the dealer turns over a 9, which could give them 11, which mean a 10 would then bust, or would be
you're
bad
21
for me.
And you'd right. You push, chop one hand and lose the other.
The dealer turns over an ace.
Okay.
But my first thought is, shit, now the math is going to be hard.
The math is going to be
drunk.
Weird.
And ace is 1 or 11. When she starts turning over cards, I'm going to have to do math, and that's going to be stressful. Well, no math was needed, because now she has 3 or 13. The next card is an 8.
Hey, sure. Right.
And 21. So 21. So here I have two aces, 21 and 20, and I lose 25 bucks.
It's unbelievable. Yes. Chops off one hand, the other's a push.
Right. No, a loss.
The other's a what? One's a loss, and the other's a push.
Exactly.
Yeah. And I must have had 7 hands in a row, lose. Next hand, push. 5 hands in a row, lose. Next one, push. I don't think I won a fucking hand.
You gave it all back.
Gave it all back. Took 200 more out. Lost it all. I mean, I was deep in it.
I came out 120 head for the night. So
good for
all
you.
In all, that's a positive.
So
and we got free drinks.
We got free drinks.
Well, we paid for some.
I mean, they took Coca-Cola and they took a Windex bottle with rum in it.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, exactly.
They gave us. Yeah. I mean, they misted the time.
We got a
with
free
alcohol.
Coke.
Yeah, we drank
a lot of Coke. Yeah.
So they're saying, hey, the casino's shutting down. Mm-hmm. It's not 24 hours. You guys got to go. Mm-hmm. Like, all right.
Well, we found another bar.
We found another bar before we left. And we get another Uber.
And
we get into Uber 2, and it's time to kick the open mic night back up.
And I can't remember, because at this point, I don't even know what I was saying.
We were speaking.
But I was in the front seat again.
Who's the drunkest?
I don't know, but I felt silly, like I was high.
Oh,
I was giggling. And I don't know what we were talking about.
But I know we were crying laughing.
And it was more obvious in the first Uber that we were fucking saying crazy shit.
Yeah.
And this guy...
No sold any of the shit we said. And I'm trying to remember, but we were so fucking drunk at this point. I mean, and Rob's not kidding. We're like silly, giggly, stole our
beds. It wasn't clever.
Nothing was clever.
Who ordered the Uber?
Rob.
I ordered both. I have,
So
Rob spearheaded pretty much the whole
thing. Did you get a rating?
I know I gave him 5 stars and a tip.
Didn't think about that.
I will say this. when we got out of the car... I said, thank you, man. Appreciate you. And he gave a little smile like, I know you're fucking hammered, right?
Yeah.
Like, I wasn't, like, not paying attention. I just wasn't saying.
He gave him finger guns and said,
I don't know. How do I tell what my...
Well, usually you don't. Like, for example, you know, that's a big thing to me. I have a 5.8.
Yeah, I always you never show. I'm
on Lyft. I have a 4.9, 149
That
rides.
Means somebody gave you a bad...
But I've been on 4.9 for a while, so I think we're good. I think we're good.
I hate that it's mathematically impossible to return to
it
a 5. Unless they bounce the old one. I will do what Joe does, where I will show the Uber driver, hey, I'm going to give you a 5, pal, and here you go. Here's my custom tip, not the percentage. I'm gonna take care of you.
Let's make
Hook
sure.
So we get back to the hotel, and at this point, I mean, Rob and I are holding each other up.
Yeah.
And we're walking over... And you have to walk down this hallway and bang a left towards the elevators to go upstairs. Eric and I are staying together. Rob has his own room. Mm-hmm. And Eric's not done drinking. And Eric goes
What time
over,
is it?
This is 2:30 in the morning.
It's 2:30.
It's so fucking late.
It's at least 2.
And you guys think, okay, this is the end of the
night. I'm ready to go to sleep.
We're tapped. I'm ready to sleep in the lobby. And Eric's rummaging around for snacks and stuff. Like, not a bad idea. I can eat a bunch of peanuts. And Eric reaches down, gets this big smile, and holds up 3 bottles of Sutter Home white wine.
Minis.
They're minis,
but they're about yay big.
Oh,
they look
okay.
like the size of like a 12-ounce bottle of soda.
The thing that we never drink.
I would say this.
That we never drink.
If that's me, I drink that, it comes right back up.
Puke immediately.
It's dry and disgusting.
It's dry Chardonnay.
Eric goes, hey, 3 Chardonnays. I got this. Then he goes to the, puts it on the room. It's my card on the room. No, I got it.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. He's got it. I have the incidentals. It's my card.
So even
I
if he puts it on his room, it's going on your card.
Yes. You can say your room 1,000 times.
Right.
It's my card. Mm-hmm. There's no, they don't really have your card. It's only on me.
Did you send him a Venmo request?
I should.
Yeah, you know, for funny. Chardonnay.
Real quick, I'm going to step out of this. You ever see the with people that say, it's my birthday, Venmo me?
That's on cards. That shit. On the way to Winchester, we all saw one.
I got an idea. Okay, tell me if the, I think this will work.
I'm handicapped.
Send them a request instead of a
instead
payment. And they will accept it, and they can't. Once they hit, they accept it, it's gone.
Dude, get their Venmo. Do the African Prince thing.
Exactly.
I need to get rid of this money. Send me $200. I'm going to send you
$250.
No,
what I'm saying
back,
is that as soon as they see, oh, I have my Venmo out there, they assume
they'll misunderstand.
That's right. They'll misunderstand it.
Send,
I'm telling you, that's going to work.
Oh, shit. We've seen them before on the road. Next time, I promise I'll try.
Oh, me too.
I promise I'll try.
But I gotta be, you got to be reasonable.
At $50.
You put $1,000 in there.
They're gonna be like, oh, no way. But $50? $50,
you get $50.
So we get upstairs to the room.
Well, 3 mini Chardonnays probably cost $45.
Probably that. Yeah, yeah. You're not going to be able to make rent this
exactly,
month. And you're, and he's going to feel extra bad when you hear this, because I don't think even you know. So you went and sat on one far end of the room. Eric sat in his bed. I sat in my bed.
And we decided to drink them in Justin and Eric's room.
Yes. So I kick my feet up. I unscrew that metal cap, and I let that first splash of dry Chardonnay hit my lips.
It's not
and
pleasant.
My body rejects it. To your point, my body's like, no, absolutely not. I fucking dare
You've
you.
You've done enough.
I dare you to pour this into me. Go ahead. You're either going to piss yourself, you're going to shit everywhere, or you're going to puke. And I can say, you got it, Bobby.
Something's coming out.
I say, I got to go to the bathroom. I poured that shit out in the sink. I filled it up with water. And I'm like, he's too drunk to notice that I've replaced the Chardonnay with tap water.
Uh-huh.
And I get out there, I'm like, ah, oh, man. One for the road, and just fucking. And
I was like, wow, Justin really likes his white wine.
Nope, I like rehydration, and put it on the nightstand, and we went to sleep. Now, I wake up in the morning. I'll ask you about your morning, but we wake up. And I hear what sounds what would this sound like? You ever, this is gonna be so specific. Does anybody here use Roundup weed killer with the automatic pump?
I've used it.
You use that stuff with a little you ever get to the bottom and it starts to spit?
Oh yeah. Yeah, yeah.
It sounds like that coming from the bathroom.
Oh shit.
And Eric is not in his bed. He is in there having gnarly diarrhea. And I can hear it. And I'm like, I'm acting like I can't hear it. And he comes back.
Why
out.
Are you acting like you can't?
I just, because I'm just,
yeah.
Because he's going to come out. I don't know.
It's like you don't know who's doing it. Yeah.
I know it's him.
Who's in there?
Who's in there? Who goes there?
I mean, by the way, of all the chip predictions, this should have been one. Of them.
This should have been one.
Yeah. We didn't have
gets,
that?
Yeah. No, someone gets diarrhea. I've had it for 2 days now. It won't stop. My body's just been a soft serve machine. So, I mean, I just lie down.
So like, you're beating off.
And I'm jacking. I'm like, oh, this is it. This is it. Rule 34. And he comes back in, and he lays back down. He pulls the covers up. And this fucking stench hits because my bed is next to the toilet. This.
You should have thought about that.
Stomach acid mixed with Coors Light, mixed with pepperoni, mixed with hitting on 19. Fucking just hitting on 19. Hits me.
Show title.
It's so sour. Oh, it's so incredibly sour. I somehow fall back asleep. I wake up. What's on television?
Okay.
You'll never guess, but he brought it up on the way there.
It's morning.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I know he told me that. That you
he talked about
some movie that Jeremy loved or something.
Yes, yes,
some
it was.
Horror movie.
It was a movie that Jeremy loved.
It came up night one when we were watching it here.
Yes.
You loved the indie, kitschy horror comedy Psycho Gorman.
Oh, I did like it.
Well, the guy made a film before that, and it's called Manborg.
Manborn?
Manborg, Borg. As in cyborg.
Okay, got it.
It's Manborg.
Okay.
Clever.
Which is kind of a redundancy if you're cyborg or man.
Right.
And he somehow has pulled that up on the hotel television, and he is sitting
Rob's,
on the edge of the bed.
Rob's paying for it.
Rob's paying for it.
Yes. He rented that $19.99.
I would like to buy it. And
rent or buy? Buy.
You mean that wasn't just on CBS?
He goes, I wake
what a coincidence.
My head's pounding.
He goes, you got to watch this. I'm like, I don't know if I can handle Manborg right now. I'm fucking struggling. I mean, you have no idea.
What time is it about?
9 a.m.
Oh,
I think it's fun. Earlier than that. You Maybe. Texted me at 9:30. We're up. Ready to go.
Now.
Have you watched the whole movie?
We watched about 30 minutes of
it. Okay.
It was fucking great. I got to say, I finished Manborg when I got home. Manborg, Eric did not oversell it. Manborg is, if you like Psycho Gorman, this thing was made on what a budget appears to be about $5,000.
Yeah.
It's all in some guy's garage. It has the fucking worst acting you've ever seen. Shocker, Daniel Day-Lewis is nowhere near this thing. And somehow I'm very invested. I was like, I got to be back in Annapolis to pick my son up at 2:30, but I would stay and get breakfast and finish Manborg.
Yeah.
What does Manborg have on Rotten Tomatoes?
37%.
88%.
Wow.
It's shockingly good.
88%.
Well, I'm glad I paid $20 for it.
It's all yours.
You own it.
But you own it. You have to go back to Philly to watch it.
Deal.
So, please.
No, go ahead. I was wondering if we could try to think of everything that we drank and ate.
Oh, let's go. Because okay. Luck food to start.
We had, well, let me see. We had some sushi.
Check.
And we had the...
I got lo mein. You got lo
mein. We had another appetizer. Some sort of...
pot sticker.
But yes.
Pot okay. sticker, sushi,
right.
lo mein,
yeah.
John lo mein.
And with he the had soy sauce. General Tso's chicken, I believe.
General Tso's chicken.
Very Eric.
I mean, you had
some sort of mixed drink.
I got one of their house cocktails.
Yeah, it you was had like, two you of know, those.
The Drunken Lotus
and
or something.
I had two of their like Sapporo beer, I believe.
You had a couple beers.
Right.
Eric and I were doing cocktails. We then went and gambled.
And then at the blackjack table, I was drinking, I believe, cranberry vodka.
I was drinking rum and Coke.
I also had a Corona.
I think Eric was drinking Jack and Coke.
Right.
Nick got Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
Nick's a bit of a teetotaler.
Right.
So five drinks there, which I will count as 1.5 because
okay.
they were pretty light.
Right.
Then we head over. We go. We each double fist tall boys.
Yes.
I grabbed.
And then we're drinking beer.
I got two Bud Limes.
About three of those.
We're hitting those. Yeah.
Did you have to pee during the match?
Yes, I peed once. I timed it pretty good.
You timed it perfectly. Yeah.
And then we had that shitty pizza.
Terrible pizza.
Yeah.
Worst pizza. Scott,
did you finish it?
Yes,
of course. Yes. French fries.
Yeah.
Finished it all.
Needed to get a base.
Exactly. Yes.
Then we left. We go back to the bar.
We do shots.
Three shots of Grand Marnier.
I had a Tito soda.
I had two Di Serrano and Sprites,
yeah,
like a Southern Belle.
Right. Eric drank.
He had some mixed drinks.
Some other Jack and Ginger or something.
I think Jack and Ginger was it.
Right.
Then we go sit back down at the blackjack table.
And then I think I had rum and Coke. That's what they had.
That's all they had was rum and Cokes.
That's all we have, guys.
Right, that's all we got. You want Tito's and soda, you're fucked.
And then I had some Cool Ranch Doritos back at the hotel.
Wait,
and
we
the Chardonnay.
Back to the center bar before we left.
We had another round.
That was when I was drunkenly looking at you guys like, every mistake I've ever made's been the worst.
Did we do another shot there?
We did another shot there.
Yes.
Shot was?
I can't remember.
It was,
whose idea?
Eric's.
Yeah,
Eric was down for shots.
Eric bought that round.
By the way,
you're
not mentioning
Eric.
Nick. Is he around?
Nick parted ways after the event.
Yeah,
he said goodbye out front of the link, and he went to go stay with
his
friends.
Nick got destroyed by the Undertaker and is dead.
Yeah, he couldn't handle it.
We don't know if he made it back.
Nick was dragged into the room. He was yanked in two separate parts. Yeah. There was entrails everywhere. Mm-hmm. He knew to separate because he could tell these three withered, just liver-spotted fucks are just off the chain. There's nothing good will come of this. Nick played it right. Then we had the drinks there, back to the hotel. You two drank Chardonnay.
Yeah.
I drank Tappan.
And I had a bag of Doritos.
Bag of Doritos. Yes, you made love to Doritos.
Yeah, I did. And then, hey, don't regret it.
Nobody threw up?
No.
I was fine.
I did not puke. My head hurt horribly.
I would throw up.
Now, keep in mind, there was a point that we slowed down during the actual, well, first of all, if we were sitting at a bar at WrestleMania and you could get drinks easily, we would have drank more.
Right.
But you need to walk all the way up and get
come
down.
Yeah, it was a huge step, and they don't let you buy two at a time. And I think the place to get cocktails there was all the way around.
So that slowed us down. It helped us. If it would have been easier, we wouldn't have slowed down.
Yeah.
But luckily, we were slowed down. So I think...
I don't think I run out of gas. I don't think I could have
We were so fucking hype for the event.
We're forgetting that Eric on the drive up had some vodka mules.
Jesus, that's right. We were drinking.
You drink those?
No, Eric brought a lot of canned beverages.
Right. I had two in your car.
I had a
WWE.
You, of course,
were driving.
Yeah. I was fine. I abstained.
Yes.
But I had a little Igloo WWE belt that you put beverages in. We filled that thing with booze.
So the minute we got out, we walked over. Those.
We had one on the way out.
Yes. We must have each had 15 drinks. Yes. I mean, like I said, by the end of the night, Rob and I were leaning
and
on
it was
each other.
All over the place.
Now,
there was
the morning
everywhere.
How do you feel in the morning?
Not great.
Yeah.
I'm just tired.
I was tired. I had a little bit of a headache, but I always bring piles of Excedrin, so 3 Excedrin, huge bottle of water. I chug it. I stave it off till I get home.
I drank
now
a lot of water.
Now we're getting to the end, but when you got home,
okay, and we'll end on this.
Yes.
So I get home, and I might continue this in Patreon. So I get home, and I walk through the front door, and my fucking house is freezing, and I'm like,
Bidenomics?
Something. It got bad. Sorry, but Joe, we had
it's
to turn
like
off the BG.
60 degrees out.
Yeah. God damn you, Hunter. And not Triple H, the president's son. And I go, I thought one of the windows was open. I'm like, did you guys, like, why the fuck the house is so cold? And immediately, Munch goes, Evan doesn't want you to be mad at him. I'm like, for what? For what should I be mad? And I am walked over to the hallway where my thermostat is. And this is all I see on the wall. And I'll put this up above us. I'll put this up above.
What is happening there?
What happened was that they were having what could only be described as a bat fight.
Fun.
That there was apparently eastbound and down style a bat fight.
What kind of
bat? A gentleman's game.
Like a wiffle ball bat? Or you're talking about a bat that would...
A wooden bat and a...
Oh, a wooden bat.
A wooden bat and a wiffle ball bat.
Oh.
And
I'd rather have the wooden bat.
They're swinging the bats around.
Who are they?
The children.
Okay.
Just one of the nine that
children
were there.
Children of the neighborhood.
The children of the neighborhood. They somehow bash in my thermostat, break it.
That's going to require some professional work, right?
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. And I guess at the time, whatever setting it is on when it is broken, it stays on that. And they just had it off because someone had been cooking, which heats up the house, so we turn the air off. We have not had heat nor cool.
So today's the first day that it was actually acceptable.
It was nice today.
Today. So every other day was shit.
I go, and this is a Honeywell brand. It's a Honeywell brand. Wow. They don't make this brand anymore.
Of course they don't.
So I have to find a third-party seller. I have to have a guy drive up from Severna Park to install the thing for me. It should be here tomorrow. But it was just so fitting that after 2 days with my dearest friends and just raucous and people getting put through a table, that somebody puts a bat through a thermostat, and a lot of the money that I lost at the blackjack table really would have helped pay for this thing because it wasn't cheap.
You know what? I'd do it all over again.
Hell yeah, I would.
Can't wait.
Appreciate you guys. Laughs Count Anywhere this Saturday behind the Patreon paywall. We're going to do a full specific wrestling deep dive.
Nerd
and
out.
Next week, who's going to be here?
David Koechner.
See you on the next podcast.
See you guys.
It's the DLP Agenda.